Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
If you want to make a first date memorable, you really only have one of two options. Either you can be very romantic, or you have to expose them to something that has a high rate of mortality.
Whoa,
it's either flowers or funerals. Okay. No in between if you want to make somebody remember a first date.
Okay.
And Raul is on the phone right now to do a second date update. And he is a man that I can respect because he did one of those things. Raul, what's up, man? How are you?
I don't know. I don't think it worked out for me, man.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me that she's actually dead.
Yeah, what?
No, well, I mean, she might as well be.
Yeah. No, she is. She is.
What?
We're actually going to attempt to call her with a Ouija board.
Ooh, cool. We're going to do a seance.
First second date update from beyond the grave.
Yeah, no.
Sweet.
No, she's alive. I'm sure she's fine. She's just not talking to me, you know?
Okay. That's good.
Good to you.
That's good.
Before we get into what you actually did on your date, tell us a little bit about her. What's her name?
Justine.
Uh-huh. Okay, and where'd you meet her?
We met online.
Okay.
I thought she was really, really cute, and, you know, she had beautiful eyes. They were amazing. And I loved her bio. You know, she said that she's a risk taker, and, you know, you don't see that too often.
Okay, and what does that mean to you to be a risk taker?
You know, I don't know. It's being spontaneous and trying new things, you know?
Okay. Dude, it's a living without a schedule. I like it.
Wow.
You are a wild man, Raul.
Yeah, I can be sometimes.
Yeah,
okay,
sounds like it.
Yeah, sounds like it, Raul. So what did you plan for your date?
Well, I thought I would surprise her, talk about being spontaneous. So I told her we were going to a restaurant, and I gave her the address. And when she showed up at the restaurant, you know, obviously she assumed that we were going to be eating there. And I said, hey, you know, actually, we're actually going down the road. And,
whoa.
And so she was, like, wondering what it was.
Yeah, I'd be scared of you, Raul.
Yeah.
I would be nervous.
I'm going to go with Jubal on this one. Like, first date off a dating app or the internet or whatever, surprises usually aren't going to work for you.
Yeah, I think she saw that I was trustworthy. You know, I'm a trustworthy person. I wasn't going to take her to the middle of a field or something.
But you kind of did.
What did you guys do?
Yeah, that's a good point. I kind of did.
Yeah,
right.
You did, actually.
Oh, okay, now you're laughing about it, Raul. You do sound a little crazy, buddy.
It was in the spirit of risk-taking, you know? So I took her down the road, and I took her to a skydiving center.
What? No
You took her surprise skydiving on your first date.
No.
That's crazy.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad. That's bad, Raul. That's like something that people have to think of, you know, or like a bucket list item. It's something that you wait your whole life to do if you're going to do it.
Yeah, but she was totally into it, you know?
Really?
She was?
Well, you know, we'd been chatting online already about it, and she said that she really wanted to do it. So I thought, why not surprise her with that?
Okay.
What did she say? What were her words when you're like, ta-da, we're jumping out of an airplane?
I could tell she sort of had that glint in her eye, and I could tell that she was into it.
Wow,
gosh.
And I already paid for it, too.
Oh, okay. So that makes it that makes it even better, yeah, for sure.
Because that's expensive. Yeah. That is not a cheap date.
How did everything go when you actually jumped out of an airplane?
Okay. All right. So this is the part that's hard to talk about. But so we go through all the training and everything, right? And you have to go through the position and all this stuff. And it's a tandem dive where you have, you know, the instructor is sort of glued to your back.
Right.
And so I'm supposed to jump first.
Mm-hmm.
And they open the door, and I look down, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't jump.
What?
Oh, buddy.
So you're sitting there with one of the instructors strapped to your back, about to push you off the airplane, and would you stop him?
I just started yelling, no, no. And, you know, I fought him, and I freaked out. And I wigged out.
Oh, that, man.
I mean,
you know, this whole time I know she's watching all this. And it just, so I went and, you know, we got out of the way, and then she went and she jumped. No problem at all. I mean, no hesitation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you actually jump, or did you just hang out on the plane? And
well, no. So, like, you know, they talked to me, and then we circled around, you know, to the spot, and then I finally jumped, yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
dude, that's awesome, Raul.
Wow,
you, like,
man.
Beat your fear, and you made it happen. What was it like?
Let me tell you, I have to be honest, I hated it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, you know.
Oh, poor Raul.
Skydiving is not for everybody. At least you figured it out that day. Too bad it had to be on a first date with somebody who seems like they probably liked it.
Yeah, and then when we landed, the instructor was, like, joking around that he went deaf from me screaming in his ear.
Oh, man. And what was her response to this whole experience?
I mean, she said I was very brave and et cetera, but I mean, I could just tell that, you know, she was sort of, I felt she was like laughing at me inside, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It was embarrassing.
And how did everything end after the date? You know, kissing, or did she hold you like a baby and let you cry? How did it work?
No, it was just uncomfortable. And I asked her if she wanted to go, you know, get a bite to eat. And she said she was just really tired from all the day's activities, which I understood. So, you know, we just gave each other a hug and, you know, we said goodbye.
Oh, man, that did not work out how you expected it to, did it?
Nope.
Yeah. And is that the last you've heard from her, or have you guys talked at all since?
I mean, I've tried to reach her. You know, I texted her, I emailed. I haven't heard back.
Okay. Oh, well, we'll play a song,
yeah.
Come back, and then call her and find out if you being a little scaredy cat on the plane is causing you not to get a second date.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we'll get your second date update right after this. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, today's second date update is proof that you should not take risks in life. Mm. Just be safe, because every time you take a risk, it screws something up.
Oh, man.
Right, Raul?
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Oh, my
exactly.
gosh.
Raul, if you would have just taken this girl to dinner, maybe a movie, who knows, you could have been married by now. But instead, you had to surprise her with a skydiving trip, and then you ended up getting scared and not being able to jump out, and now she's judging you.
Yeah, no good deed goes unpunished, right?
I don't even know what that means, Raul. Yeah. Don't even know what that means. All I know is you screwed up by taking her skydiving on the first date.
I spent $400, man.
That is an expensive first date. And
yeah,
we don't know for sure that she's judging him for not jumping and screaming like a little baby inside the plane,
that
okay?
That is true. If you're just joining us, he took a girl named Justine skydiving. The only thing is, Raul was scared to jump out of the plane.
Yeah.
She jumped out. They had to circle around again. He finally jumped out, but yelled so loud the instructor even commented on it after. Like, wow, I've never heard anybody scream that loud. So that's why Raul thinks he's not getting a call. All right, man, you ready to get her on the phone?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, you sound so defeated, buddy. No. Be brave this time, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You sound like you're more nervous now than you would be going skydiving.
Yeah, I think I kind of am, man.
Okay.
Oh, man, good luck.
Here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Justine, please?
This is she.
Hey, Justine, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Fine. Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
We're calling you because one of our listeners actually asked us to get you on the phone.
About?
Skydiving.
Yeah.
Put it blunt.
It's actually true.
Skydiving?
Yeah. You went skydiving just week and a half ago now? Something like that?
How did you know that?
Because Raul, the dude that you went skydiving with, wanted us to call you. Because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So Raul told us how you guys went skydiving, and now he can't get a hold of you. So he asked if we could help.
So you're calling to ask me for Raul, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it's kind of like a middle school type situation. Like,
right?
You know, yeah. Hey, do you like our friend Raul? Can you check yes or no on this box?
So true.
Yeah, I definitely have to check no on that box.
Okay.
Really?
That makes sense.
Okay, well, do you mind telling us why?
He lied to me.
What?
He lied to
that
you?
That is not the answer I was expecting. I thought you meant... Like, it wasn't because he was being a big sissy and wouldn't jump out of the plane?
No, I was so over it before that even happened.
What?
You were over the date before you guys even went skydiving.
Oh, my God.
His account is way different. I mean, other than being scared to jump out of the plane, he thought you had a great time.
I mean, I had a great time skydiving.
Okay, so that was fun, but what did he lie to you about?
He kind of catfished me.
Oh,
what?
Does he look totally different than what his picture did on the dating profile?
No, he looked like his picture. It was him. It was the same guy from the photo.
So how did he catfish you then?
Yeah, like his job or something?
He just lied on his dating profile. He said he was 5'8".
Uh-huh.
And I knew right away when I walked up and saw him, he is taller than he said he was.
Wait, what?
Huh? He's taller than 5'8".
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, and he is definitely taller than 5'8", because I am 5'10",
uh-huh,
and he was as tall as me, and I only date shorter guys.
What?
Oh, what?
Okay, so
what? Are you, like, the only girl that has ever said that in the history of, like, the universe?
It doesn't really matter. He's still lied.
Wait, okay. Right now, I don't even care about that point. Why do you want to date guys that are shorter than you?
I like to date shorter guys. Because I'm 5'10", and guys who are shorter than me, they try harder, they're a lot nicer. Tall guys are usually really talky and douchey.
Dude.
And I've just learned from experience.
Justine.
It's always better.
I'm like 5'7", maybe. And I've been saying that my whole life. That shorter dudes, we have to work harder, you know?
It really has.
Well, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you guys, like, even if you want to make that big generalization, and that's true, was Raul cocky and a douche? Like, I feel like you're judging him before he even got a word out.
I mean, it doesn't matter, because I've had enough experience to know that shorter guys are just better, and, I mean, they're hotter to me.
Wow.
Thank you. On behalf of all the short dudes, this is the best second date we've ever done.
I like what I like, okay? For example, I like being able to help out around the house and reach the tall things that the guy can't. I think that's fun.
Okay.
And I like going out with a guy that can be the little spoon, you know? Sometimes I want to be the big spoon, and that's a lot easier when the guy's short.
Hey, Justine, what do you feel about, like, a guy having to get on his tiptoes to kiss you when you're in high heels?
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's really, really cute.
Isn't it the best? It's hilarious. God. I love it. Because I like taller women to put on high heels next to me,
yeah,
and make me feel like a little dude.
If you have a big nose, get it.
Oh, don't tell me you have a big nose, Justine.
You guys,
I won't be able to finish this
thing.
Stop
trying to be your little pocket boyfriend,
oh,
okay?
Boy. Justine, I'll calm down and fall back for a second, but I do need to let you know that Raul is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Hi, Justine.
Seriously?
Justine, are you kidding me? I mean, that's why you're not calling me back?
Yeah, because you lied to me. I don't date liars, and I don't date tall guys.
Whoa.
You're both.
You're a lying, tall bastard, Raul.
I mean, but this has to be the first time in history. Guys always lie and say they're taller.
Yeah,
why are you lying and saying you're shorter, Raul?
Look, I didn't even realize I put 5'8". Okay, I'll go back and fix it. But Justine, come on. I mean, that's why you don't want to date me, because I'm, you know, 2 inches taller than I said I was.
Are you 5'8 or under?
No, but, I mean, you know.
Okay, fine. Then I'm not interested.
Oh, my gosh, Justine, you could be missing out on, like, the person of your dreams. You could be missing out on amazing people just because of this weird height restriction for you.
Or she could be more accepting to amazing people who are closer to the ground. Depends how you look at it, Justine. I'm on your side.
Yeah, we can tell.
Why are you guys trying to tell me what I like? I've been with guys. I know my height cut off. I want to be with a guy who's 5'8 or under, that we don't even need a king-size bed.
Okay.
Yeah, and well, I'm not telling you. I am fully behind you on this one. You have my complete support, Justine.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, don't you like to feel protected by a guy who's, you know, 3, 4, 5 inches taller than they
are? Oh, what are you saying? I need protection?
No.
That I can't protect myself? I'd prefer to be with a guy who could jump out of a plane before me without throwing a little fit.
Got a point.
All right, you got me there, but, you know, I finally did jump, okay? I did jump.
Oh, good for you.
Give him credit.
Yeah.
All 5'10 of you.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm pretty sure that we all know the answer to this, but Justine, would you like to go out with Raul one more time on a second
date?
We will pay for it. You didn't let me finish the sentence, Justine. We'll pay for it.
No, I can't believe it. I mean, over 2 inches. Who ever heard of a girl that wants a shorter guy? I mean, that's bizarre.
Oh, I think if anything, you know, you cut your losses, Raul. It's not something that you can actually control. So I wouldn't feel too awful about it.
And I spent $400.
That part
true.
You may feel bad about.
You are out $400.
Yeah. That was expensive first date, Raul.
Can you pay for that?
Definitely not.
No.
We will not be paying for your first date that you went on.
Reimbursed.
Yeah.
Well, you were going to pay for the second date.
Yeah, but there wasn't going to be $400. It was like a $25 gift card to Red Robin or something like that. So we're not doing that. Justine, are you still there or have you hung up on us by now?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to us and thank you for telling us why you don't want to date Raul.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I'll be hitting you up later.
That was going to happen.
I'm real short.
Yeah, go out with him.
Yeah. Thanks, Raul. Hey, didn't work out for you. I guess you got to find a girl who is accepting of you tall freaks out there.
You know, I'm 5'10". I'm not even that tall for playing out loud.
That's a good point.
Well, I'm sorry. You're too tall to ride this ride, so bye.
Oh, man.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.